On the third day, the chief met with his officers. He called the alchemist to the meeting and said, "Let's go and see the boy who turns himself into the wind."
"Let's," the alchemist answered.
The boy took them to the cliff where he had been on the previous day. He told them all to be seated. "It's going to take a while," the boy said.
"We're in no hurry," the chief answered. "We are men of the desert."
The boy looked out at the horizon. There were mountains in the distance, and there were dunes, rocks, and plants that insisted on living where survival seemed impossible. There was the desert that he had wandered for so many months. Despite all that time, he knew only a small part of it. Within that small part, he had found an Englishman, caravans, tribal wars, and an oasis with 50,000 palm trees and 300 wells.
"What do you want here today?" the desert asked him. "Didn't you spend enough time looking at me yesterday?"
"Somewhere, you are holding the person I love," the boy said. "So when I look out over your sands, I'm also looking at her. I want to return to her. And I need your help so that I can turn myself into the wind."
"What is love?" the desert asked.
"Love is the falcon's flight over your sands. Because for him, you are a green field from which he always returns with game. He knows your rocks, your dunes, and your mountains, and you are generous to him."
"The falcon's beak carries bits of me myself," the desert said. "For years I care for his game, feeding it with the little water that I have, and then I show him where the game is, and one day, as I enjoy the fact that his game thrives on my surface, the falcon dives out of the sky and takes away what I've created."
"But that's why you created the game in the first place," the boy answered, "to nourish the falcon. And the falcon then nourishes man. And eventually, man will nourish your sands, where the game will once again flourish. That's how the world goes."
"So is that what love is?"
"Yes, that's what love is. It's what makes the game become the falcon become the man, and man in his turn the desert. It's what turns lead into gold and makes the gold return to the earth."
"I don't understand what you're talking about," the desert said.
"But you can at least understand that somewhere in your sands there is a woman waiting for me, and that's why I have to turn myself into the wind."